بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about بعد العسر يسرا and مع العسر يسرا. After difficulty there is ease, and with difficulty there is ease. Today I want to remind myself anew of the importance of perseverance. Perseverance is not rocket science. Perseverance is not magic. Perseverance is merely getting up every time you fall. Now I'm saying merely, but it's not merely. It's not easy. It's a very difficult thing to do, and that's the reason why a lot of people don't do it. And that is the reason why a lot of people fail where they would otherwise have succeeded. As they say, you don't always succeed. It's not always the fastest person or the smartest person or the most intelligent person who succeeds. It is very often the person who stayed in the race long enough. Now, very obvious matter, which is very obvious matter, is that if you are not even in the race, you know, the first condition of winning any race is to be in it. If you are not in the race, then there is no chance of you winning. And the question of being fast or slow, or you know, what equipment you had and what training, none of that makes any sense, because you're not even in the race. And being in the race means to be perseverant, to do what needs to be done, whether it is easy or difficult, whether we like it or we don't like it, but to do it because it needs to be done. And this is the meaning of perseverance. So never give up, never give in. Today, as I'm sitting here in the U.S., I've been privileged to see an American election from American soil, which makes a big difference. Of course, many times it looks like a big circus, really. Many times you have to ask yourself a question and say, why is it that a country which is so advanced and wealthy and everything else, has so many complications and so much difficulty merely counting votes. But anyway, the long and short of it is, it's not my subject here to comment on the election. My subject here is to say that one thing that we saw with Joe Biden and his eventual victory in the election is this issue of perseverance. We see a man, when you look at his life, you see a man who's faced massive tragedies, not once, but multiple times in his life. Bereavement, terrible bereavement. You've seen him losing in terms of his career, in terms of elections, and so on. And yet, he continued and he persevered, and he succeeded. Somebody sent me a message saying, why is it that I am so depressed, and why is it that I feel so sad in my life? And I said to him that if I ask you whose life was the most successful in the world, as a Muslim you will say the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course I agree with you. And then if I ask you, was his life filled with ease? Was his life filled with success after success? Was he born with a golden spoon in his mouth, so to speak? Was he born in the lap of luxury? Was he born with all kinds of material wealth and conveniences and so on and so forth at his disposal? Or was his life the opposite of all these things? He is the one who said about himself, he said that all the messengers of Allah, all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, are tested. And I was tested more than anybody else. Now you might say, there were Anbiya who were killed, there were Anbiya who were, literally, there was one Nabi who was sawn, they put a saw on the top of his head and they sawed him apart. There were Anbiya who were tortured and so on and so forth. But Rasulullah, these things didn't happen to him. So how is it that he said he was tested the most? But if you look at his life, there was a time when he spoke to, when he spoke about his time in the ghar, in the Hira, before he received wahi. He said that there was a time when he, not once, but a couple of times, when he wanted to throw himself from the top of the hill, meaning he wanted to commit suicide. But of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow that to happen. Allah saved him. What I'm trying to say here is that here is Rasulullah himself saying that he reached such a level of depression, such a level of frustration, such a level of despair. And this is not about himself. This is about what he was seeing in society and how he struggled to change that, and he wasn't able to change it. And he reached a stage where he thought, this is, I must end it all. But that didn't happen. And then as we see today, 1400 years later, there are, more than a billion people in the world who take his name, who love him more than they love themselves. And they love anybody and anybody else. So the point is that even the most successful of lives, if you look at the journey, the journey of the most successful person in creation is filled with trials and tribulations and difficulties. So if you are facing trials and tribulations and difficulties, it's not something to lose hope about. It's not something for us to lose hope. It's not something for us to feel despair. It's not something for us to throw in the towel and say, I've had it. My job is over. As they say, if you are alive, your job is not over. Now, how do we continue? How do we continue despite failures? How do we continue despite difficulties, despite disappointment, despite frustrations? You do that by living one day at a time. You do that by focusing on the present and trying to do the present to the best of your ability. This is one of the biggest problems that we have, which is we live either in the past or we live in the future. We live in the past in the sense of we brood over things which happened and then we feel bad about that. Or we live in the future in the sense that we anticipate all kinds of things. You know, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen if this happens? What will happen if this political party comes to power? What will happen if that, business falls, business collapses? What will happen with the economy? So the point is, we are living in the future. Firstly, we don't know anything about that. Secondly, there is no way we can control that. But we are spending our time and our emotion and our energy in something where we have no control. Whereas the thing that we have control on, which is my present right now, I'm sitting here and talking to you, this is in my control. Now, instead of focusing on that, we focus on either the past, which is over, whether it was good or bad, it's gone, and the future, whether it's good or bad, it hasn't come yet. And we don't even know whether it will come, and even if it comes, we don't know if we will be here to see it. So focus on the present. Live one day at a time, focus on the present, and do that present to the best of your ability. And that is the main thing. The main thing is not to say, okay, I have the present, but I'm, being lackadaisical about it, I'm wasting my time, I'm not structured. No. Do the present to the best of your ability. That is the meaning of perseverance, is to continue despite whatever is happening, is to get up every time you fall. That's the meaning of perseverance. And the people who persevere are the people who win. Winners are all people who persevere. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a winner because he did not stop. He did not give up. And how did he do that? By living in the present and by living for the pleasure of Allah alone. See his dua after Taif, after all that you know, the test in Taif and the way he was treated and all the harm that he suffered in Taif, what is his dua? His dua is, O Allah, if you are pleased, nothing else matters. And if you are not pleased, then also nothing else matters. No matter how much of popularity and support and whatnot I may be getting from anybody else, if you are not pleased, then none of that matters. And vice versa, it doesn't matter who opposes me, it doesn't matter who fights with me. If you are pleased, that's all that matters. And I will do whatever I need to do until you are pleased. And his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu replied by saying, "Wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda." Tomorrow, your Rabb will please you. Imagine, we spend our whole lives trying to please Allah, and here Allah is saying, I will please you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the reason for that is because of this perseverance. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves those who persevere, because perseverance is a sign of tawakkul on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Only the one who has tawakkul can persevere. Only the one who has faith in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala can continue, because he knows my Rabb is here. He knows that Allah is there. He knows that nothing happens except that which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wills. And he knows that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala only wills the best for him. That's it. And so we persevere. And that's why my motto in life, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. And that's what I live by. And this is what I recommend to you. Masallallahu alaihi wa sallam. وعليه وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.